Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo.
Yo.
What's happening?
It is 6:21. Let's get to it because we got a lot to talk about. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing. Stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. I'm sure you've had some yesterday during the big games. All right, Hunter. It's your sports. I'll let you do what you want with it.
All right. So going into today, it's going to be interesting. You know, I was kind of thinking about it. Like, how should I do this? You know, I don't want to be the guy to be and rub it in your face. Because here's the thing. I already know you got 1,000 text messages yesterday. I already know people probably put stuff on your Facebook. I'm sure you've taken a beating from every angle that you possibly have taken a beating from. So even though I know that if you would have won yesterday, you would have rubbed it in my face so effing hard, I wouldn't have heard the end of it for 2 weeks until the Super Bowl. But you know what? I'm going to be a better man. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to rub it in your face.
Like I'm some kind of jerk? What are you talking about?
Like you're some kind of jerk because I know for a fact that you would have just been dancing around that studio this morning. So with that said, just give me one woo. That's all I ask from you.
Go for it.
Woo! All right. Yes! Yes! That's all I needed to get out.
Here's why I actually, you know, all joking aside, I really didn't get it from a lot of angles. And I'll tell you why. Because Brady played like garbage. And that's why I don't think people were as gung-ho about it.
He didn't as much as he needed to do to barely squeak by.
Yeah.
He didn't. So here's why I'm not gloating and all. Obviously, I'm excited because he's moving on. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a Buccaneers fan. I'm not going to sit there and say that I've always been a Patriots fan. Yep. I've always followed the guy. I've always followed Tom, and I'll sit here and I'll admit that.
I'm
watching and I'm cheering yesterday because of Tom Brady. That's just a fact.
You're more a players guy, I would say.
I'm
not
a
that
players
you don't
guy.
Like teams, but if it came down to it, you appreciate players throughout the game. I understand.
Absolutely. I don't have like one solid team that I follow, you know? So with that being said, I can't jump around this basement. I can't glow. I can't, spread eagle and cheer and rub in people's face because you're right. It's not like he played in a couple Super Bowls ago and threw for 500 and lost. He didn't play up to the caliber that you would think, you know, especially in that game. There's a lot to be said about that game, Brock. Oh, I don't even know where to start.
I'll be honest, I'm quite zen, and I think yesterday I did. I called my dad like I do after every Packers game, and we chat about it, and we both were very sullen. We were downtrodden because of the way that game shaked out. Let's all be honest. The Packers had every chance to win that game and should have really capitalized on it. I don't want to sit here and make excuses. I'm not going to. It sucks when you see the better quarterback lose. And I know people who be like, Brady's the GOAT. Brady's this, Brady's that. I'm going to wholeheartedly. There was a guy that posted on my Facebook yesterday, like, so, Brock, tell me who's the greatest quarterback. And I said, Rodgers. It always will be. I don't have the time or the patience to explain stats, but it's fine. This is where we're at, and I'll let people do what they want. Because what muddies up the waters is the number of Super Bowls. I'm going to leave it at that. People, you do your own research, figure it out. Rodgers is still the better quarterback. Brady is the more accomplished quarterback. However, now I get to see Brady get beat in the Super Bowl by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
So going into this. Now let's talk about, I was really hoping you were going to be a dick today because I got numbers upon numbers that I was going to throw out there. Now, let's not worry about that because now we have the Super Bowl. We have the two teams. Who do you got winning the Super Bowl? Oh, my God. There should be no hesitation. There should be none.
Well, come on. I mean, you're playing. See, here's the thing, Brock. Like, I'm not, like, persuade. I'm not biased in ways because I like somebody. I see it how it is. And obviously, you got to but you got to put your money on Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, did you watch him last night?
Yeah.
I mean, he's supposed to be hurt. The guy's supposed to be hurt. He's not. And even if, dude, he could throw it left-handed all game and beat some teams. I'm telling you. So, yeah, I'm not biased in any way. I'm not going to say just because I like Tom Brady that I think he's going to win. I think it's going to be closer than people think just because of his experience in Super Bowls, and I kind of like the way their offense is right now to compete with the Chiefs, keeping Mahomes off the field, running the ball, blah, blah, blah. They've been running the ball a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's Mahomes, man, and that team is just so explosive and on a different level that...
The Chiefs don't have the weaknesses that the Packers have. That is the big difference. And I don't think the Bucs have a snowball chance in hell to beat the Chiefs.
I wouldn't go that far.
I think it's going to be closer than you think. I really don't think so. Because if you looked at the Packers-Bucs game, outside of five, and I'm never going to be the guy that says, oh, one play changed the game. One play. Because that's not how it goes. That's not. But barring a few lucky plays that went the Bucs' way, it's a completely different ballgame. And I don't think that the Chiefs have the weaknesses. The areas where the Packers falter, the Chiefs don't have. And not to mention the amazing amount of weapons that they have on the offensive front. Like, it's disgusting. Even when there's times like the Bills came out and everyone's like, holy Lord, this game's going to be... It was just like, all right, let's give it a second. Andy Reid is the only coach ever to have three back-to-back AFC championship wins. Mm-hmm. That was with the Kansas City Chiefs and with the Philadelphia Eagles. Andy Reid is the only other guy I would say that would give the mind of Belichick a run for its money, if not better than Belichick's coaching abilities. So you add in that, this dynamic there. Did you see Hill? You could literally just give Hill a shuffle pass and he'll score. It's insane.
It's insane.
It's insane.
It is insane. So to beat Kansas City, you got to score every possession. That's just a fact. It's a fact. If you score every possession, you just got to hope that they kick a field goal once.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm serious.
And I'm sorry.
I'm dead serious on that. If you're going to beat the Chiefs, you might be able to get away with one turnover or downs, what I'm saying.
And Brady is not the quarterback to do that. And I'm not saying Rodgers would have came in and done it, but Brady, watching him play, and yes, every player has off games,
Hey, my sports report. Let's be honest. You just want to see Brady get murdered in the Super Bowl. So you can make any excuse you want up in your head to make that scenario happen.
No, it's of course I want to see him beat. It's just he's not the caliber that everyone makes him out to be. And yesterday was a perfect shining example of being carried once again by a team. That's what it is. It's and I'm sorry, the rhetoric will never change. And I told you where I hit my Zen moment. I'm less upset that Brady's going. I'm more upset that the Packers have wasted the talent of Aaron Rodgers. Because you know what would have been great? Maybe seeing a couple of those awesome first-round picks that we would have got this year show their hand.
Thought of that last night.
Think about that.
I thought of that last night. I'm surprised nobody's posted that yet, saying, how'd that first-round pick go for you
this past game? You know, and of course, everyone's speculating on what Rodgers is going to do. We're going to have to wrap this up here. I know we're going long here, and I've kind of hopped in here. I'm not looking for excuses for Brady to get beat so I can go, nah. One, he doesn't deserve to be there at this point. That's where I'm at. What I want to do is see the Chiefs win, and hopefully that will kind of quiet down the GOAT conversation because we'll kind of see him for what he is at this point. That's what I'm saying. So, and obviously, too, I want my wife to be happy. And if the Chiefs
win,
my wife
doesn't deserve, though. That's tough. He's won three games in a row on the road.
That's great. A lot of teams. I mean, the Packers did that when they won the Super Bowl back in 2010. I mean, it's not like he's done all these things that no one else has done. He's been on great teams. And he had a showing yesterday you're going to sit there and say he's the GOAT after that showing yesterday. Do you want me to give you the numbers? I'll give you the numbers next hour on why he's not the GOAT. Yes, he has 6 rings on a team sport. But if you want to go over pure numbers, which apparently people forget when they talk about football, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Woosah. I told you I wasn't going to get worked up. But you know what? People would rather probably hear us fight over this than be like, you know what,
I think
buddy?
That's what people are that's wanting. What they want. I think so, people want to. I ain't going to let it happen.
F you, buddy. We're taking a break. We're going to do this next hour. All right. Is there anything else that we need to get to?
No, there's not much. Right. Sport. Come on.
We'll talk more. I mean, we did lose a legend in baseball. Maybe we'll touch on that next hour.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Boy.
It's 7:23. Brock, Hunter.
Morning. How you doing?
Oh, getting through a Monday. Son of a bitch. That's all I can say. That's it.
Yeah, son of a bitch. I mean, it's probably worse for you today than it is for me.
Yeah, it's not the best. It's not the best Monday. All right. Look, I hijacked sports last time, so I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to let you do your thing. You read what you want to read. If you got a question for me, I'll gladly answer, but that's all I'm going to do. Okay?
And I do. I do have a question for you.
Okay. Well, let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Let's get it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. That's right. I'm just doing my part, giving the sponsor name, and now I'll just wait. I'll wait my turn.
All right, there you go. So first off, we're not going to talk about football first off. We're going to talk about this fight that happened over the weekend. Dude, yep. Conor McGregor got knocked out for the first time.
He got knocked out, son.
He got knocked out, man. Dude, it was crazy. Crazy fight. Saw it Saturday night. Why does the main fight got to be at like 12:30 at night,
I don't
guys?
Get it. I don't understand.
Can we figure that out?
Yeah.
Let's figure it out.
Now, granted, like, 12 o'clock here is what? 10 o'clock Vegas time?
So here's a problem. Here's another problem. No, they were fighting in Abu Dhabi, right? So they had to fight at 7 in the morning. McGregor was fighting at 7 in the morning. We were watching at 12:30 at night.
What? That's so stupid.
All right, get up, have your Folgers, and get punched in the face. Yeah. That's what's happening. But come on, can we figure it out? I get it. You know, out west, you know, we're 3 hours behind them. So they get it at, like, what, 10:30?
Yeah.
But still, even 10:30 for them is a little, like, if you had it at 8:30 for them, 10:30 for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that. It'd be 7:30 for them. Anyway, Poirier, dude, guy looks great. And got to the second round and stunned. McGregor took a lot of shots to the leg. So he, like, fought to a boxing. He, like, went, like, to straight up like he was fighting Mayweather. And Poirier just kept taking that leg out. And eventually he caught McGregor in the chin, stunned him, got him up against the fence, and finished it. I mean, he finished it.
Sweep the leg, Johnny. I saw some photos. McGregor looked pretty rough. However, don't feel bad for the guy because he still made, like, what, $47 million?
Didn't he make, like, $100 million during that Mayweather fight? Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah. At this point, you know what? I'll give him credit. He worked hard. He got himself to the top. And now, honestly, he could just keep losing fights and still be one of the richest athletes ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. And he'll be back. We'll see him again, I believe. But like you said, he'll be just fine. Got a lot in the sports this morning, so we got to keep going. We got to keep moving. Detroit Lions have reportedly agreed to mutually part ways with longtime starter Matthew Stafford.
Huge news.
Dude, crazy. Crazy. Yep. So here's five potential trade destinations for Matthew Stafford. Indianapolis Colts, Patriots, San Francisco 49ers, Washington football team, Carolina Panthers.
Damn, dude. All teams that could benefit having Stafford on there.
Biggest rumor out right now that they're forking over some cash to get Trevor Lawrence. Be kind of crazy, dude. It would be kind of crazy. It's wild what's happening in Detroit right now with the coaching.
Yep.
And now Stafford leaving. How do you feel about that? Are you happy for him?
I'm happy for Stafford. Look, he is also has not gotten a fair shake. They haven't done a good job surrounding him with people to succeed. They've had okay success, but Stafford's a great quarterback. I think him going to, at least he's getting out of there, unlike Barry Sanders. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's what I was going to say. You know, at least, he get another shot.
He's got a shot. And I tell you what, look, if he goes someplace else and he doesn't have success, then maybe we put more on Stafford. But right now, I think he's going to have some new life breathed into him.
Personally, for me, this is what's going to judge Stafford in my book. Everybody loves Stafford, and I love Stafford too. I don't not like the guy, but I think people think he's a little bit better than what he is. That's just my personal opinion.
That's fair.
And so him going to another team is going to prove this to me. So I'm still 50-50 on it. I know he's a fantastic quarterback. But, I mean, is it a little bit of the Lions or is it more of him? You know, like, he's lost with the Lions, guys, these past years.
He's had chances to get him to certain places. So, yeah, this will be a good test. I mean, he could go to Indianapolis and just crush it, you know?
Right.
That's where I think he should go.
Should
I think he should go there.
I love that.
Yeah. Because Indianapolis had a great year this year, And I think Stafford could keep up with Phillip Rivers. So anyway.
More stories coming up this week on that because that's a big talk right now. All right, moving on. We got to talk about the games yesterday. Kansas City and Buffalo. Buffalo losing to Kansas City 24-38 in an absolute showing from Patrick Mahomes, man. He had turf toe. He had a concussion last week, but didn't seem to slow him down at all. Chiefs just roll past the Bills last night. Kind of a crazy game, man. I kind of knew that was going to happen. I kind of had that feeling. But Josh Allen did come out kind of on fire.
Yeah.
And I kind of had questions right off the beginning. But then you can just see when the Chiefs turn it on.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's it. I can go get a snack now. I'm gonna come back in 20 minutes, and they're going to be up like 28 points.
You know what, you know? I think? It's the youth of the Kansas City Chiefs is why they start off slow. They don't have the poise yet coming out. Now, yes, that's not taking anything away from their athletic prowess, but I still think they get themselves a little antsy, and so they start off kind of, give them a few more years when they come out, they're like, all right, this is what we do, this is how we do it, yada, yada, yada. And they, with age comes a little bit more of a, I don't want to say, a little bit more of a calmness, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's what they do. They come out, they get amped up. The other team, you know, usually most teams when they come out and face the Chiefs, they are full board. They're at 11 because you have to be to take on the Chiefs. You
absolutely
have to be.
Yeah. It's a crazy explosive team. Yep. And man, they're playing ball right now. All right. Say yesterday's game before Kansas City, Tampa Bay and Green Bay. Tampa Bay 31, Green Bay 26. And I know you listeners out here are just waiting for this moment for me to laugh at Brock and say, you know what? I effing told you this is your mama. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it today. I got 2 weeks to gloat about TB12. So I'm going to spread it out, ladies and gentlemen.
That's fair.
I'm going to spread it out for 2 weeks. So I'm not going to rub it in his face right now. But I have a question for Brock. And I think this is a fair question. And it's a specific play in yesterday's game. And we talked about it a little bit earlier. Do you kick the field goal, Brock?
Ooh.
Or do you go for it?
Look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a...
Before we get into it, it's just so people listening know what happened. So last night, there was a 4th-and-1 where either Green Bay could have gone for it and potentially scored a touchdown with a 2-point conversion to tie the game.
Yep.
Or with 2.5 minutes left, you kick a field goal, give the ball back to Tom, hopefully get a 3-and-out, give it back to Rodgers to win the game then.
At this point, the Packers had just gotten 3 consecutive interceptions on Tom Brady, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So our defense is turning it on. Beautiful. We get on the field. We let our defense rest a little bit. We get in scoring drive. Yes, the 6 would have been great. And let's back it up even more. We shouldn't have been in a position to worry about it because Equanimeous St. Brown should have caught the 2-point conversion back and made it a 3-point game. Whatever. That's neither here nor there. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so I am not going to pretend to be some NFL strategist that knows everything. From my experience, you take the points when you can against people like the Bucs, like Tom Brady, and you hope that eventually you can get the ball back in your hands. At that point, we need the points either way, okay? At that point, we got to get points. If we didn't get it, if we didn't get the touchdown on 4th-and-1 or the first down, what we would have been like, why did you kick the field goal? I think kicking the field goal was the smart choice, and we were giving it the best chance to get back into Rodgers' hands, who has numerous times put the ball down the field and scored big points when it's needed. So
the other side of that story. So I'm 50-50 on this. I agree with you, and I agree with the other people on the other side as well.
Yeah.
So the other side of this is it's 4th-and-1. Aaron Rodgers typically gets 4th-and-1s all the time. Third-and-1s, 4th-and-1s, ultimately converts on that pretty much 95% of the time, right?
Yep.
In the red zone, you score, you tie with Tom, and you hope Tom doesn't get down to score a field goal.
That's
a tough call, guys, last night. And I really thought about it last night.
When you're behind, it's such a different mindset. When you are clawing your way back, it is such a different mindset because points at any point sound good. And also, too, let's say we kick the field goal, now we're down by 5. we run the clock down, we get ourselves in scoring, and we score a touchdown, that's the game. You know what I mean? Then we're not going into overtime and risking losing it on a coin toss. You know what I mean?
Well, what about this? What if you go on fourth and one and don't get it?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you should have kicked the field goal.
There's no way to win. And, of course, all the armchair coaches on all the Reddit forums and on Facebook are going to be, that was weak. People were giving Rodgers crap for not running it in. You know, you got these guys with nacho cheese sauce and wing sauce on their face, and they're like, why didn't Rodgers run it in? He was wide open. Shut up. You have no idea what you're talking about. You don't have Ndamukong Suh breathing down your neck. You're not seeing what. Just shut up and leave it to the professionals, all right?
I got to hear one thing from you, all right? Just one thing.
Oh, God.
And this is for me, and this is for all the Bears fans out there, because I know all the Bears fans hate the Green Bay Packers right now, too, because they knocked them out.
Yeah.
So this is for us. Say congratulations to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
That's your sports. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. We're out of time. I got nothing to do. We're out of time.